Duke Ellington, of course, was always that top man. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the man that was the top man. He was my idol. Mm-hmm. The Duke Ellington's band was different from anyone. And I met Duke when I was in school. He was a nice man. I mean, you know, because we were kids. We'd go up to these people. I'd go up to, you know, Mr. Ellington, you know, so-and-so. The guy's nice too, you know. And then he know later on that I joined Jimmy Lunsford's band, you know. Then later on, I was with Count Basie's band, you know. So, but then in 1947 now, I received a call from Duke Ellington. This is 1947. This is the year after I had disbanded my band. Remember? And Duke Ellington called me one morning at 6 o'clock in the morning and said, Gerald Wilson. Oh, you know, I said, yes, Duke Ellington. He said, Gerald, I need a little help from you. I said, how can I help you, you know? You know, he says, well, I need two arrangements on two of my numbers, his composition. One was called You Just an Old Anti-Disestablishment Arianismus. The other one was You Got to Crawl Before You Walk, which was written supposedly by Harry James, Duke Ellington, and who else wrote this? Somebody else was in on it. These were three big band leaders that had gotten together, and they were going to do some stuff. So they had written this number called You Got to Crawl Before You Walk, which featured Ray Nance on the vocal. So I said, well, okay, Duke, when do you need them? He says, I need them tomorrow at 2 o'clock for Columbia Records. I said, okay, you got it. You know, the next day I was there, ready to go at 2 o'clock. You know, so we did the records and everything. And I went down to get my money for the arrangements, you know. The band's gone. They're gone out of town. They left town, you know. So I didn't see Duke for about a few months, and I joined Count Basie's band in 1948. So in 1948, we get to Cleveland, Ohio, where we were playing a dance there that night. And Freddie Green we went to the game that day to see the baseball team they had there. And Freddie's reading the paper, and he said, hey, Gerald, he said, Duke's in town. He's over at the theater, at the Palace Theater. I said, oh, he is. Okay, good. I said, we're going right by there when we leave here. So we went by there and went backstage and we called. I told him we wanted to see Duke Ellington, said who it was. And Duke said, yeah. And when Duke saw me, he gave me a big hug and everything, so and so and so. And I said, oh, by the way, Duke, I never did get my money for those arrangements. He said, oh, you haven't got your money yet? And I said, no. He said, well, okay, you can get it right now. He called, Sully. He called the manager to come, and they paid me off right then. He paid me off right then. They didn't know the next time I heard from Duke Ellington was 9 years later.